Hello and welcome to Red vs. Blue Rewatch. My name is Dave.
I'm Isaac.
And in this edition of the podcast, we are going to discuss episode 5 and episode 6 of season 9. Any thoughts?
Nope.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about episode 5 a little bit. All right, so I like the way that Church limped. I can't believe that it worked with just them walking and stopping, but it looked like... Do you think that would have looked like a limp if we didn't know that that was happening?
I don't know. But I have to say, it was a little bit choppy, but it was good.
It looked all right. All right. So then he comes back and Tucker says that he said he's a little early because he thought he was dead.
Yeah, and he thought he was never going to come back.
And here's where it starts to get interesting, I thought. So, Caboose goes and calls command, and they say they're sending somebody out, right? Because what Church says, he doesn't need a medic. He says that he's supposed to show up whenever he dies.
Right. No, Tex is supposed to show up whenever he dies.
Yes.
Right.
But so does the medic. Oh, the medic shows up, and it's season 2. Medic shows up way fucking later, doesn't he? I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tex is going to show up after he dies, but here's where it gets interesting. They show the Reds, so obviously things are a little fucked up on the blue side, but they show the Reds, and what's interesting about that is from Church going over there and talking to him, they're slowly starting to gain their personality traits from before. But Griff has some sort of fucking OCD beforehand. He has to turn off light switches 3 times, lock and unlock doors 3 times. He has to, count the 300 times.
But, like...
Or 100 times.
If you turn off a light switch 3 times, it's still on.
No, if you turn a light switch on and off 3 times.
I don't think that's what he was saying.
Wouldn't it be, you would...
He doesn't turn it off.
You would switch it 6 times.
No, I don't think he does that.
Oh.
No, he turns it off and he turns it off.
On, off. So it'd be off.
Right, unless it's already on. So he turns it off, on. Let's see here.
No, it would be off. And then if you lock a door, unlock it, lock it, then it's locked.
Right.
What are you doing?
Never mind.
Okay. So, but Simmons, once again, is the only one who seems to be right. And we know that Donuts... Caboose is right. He seems to have his personality traits down just fine. Tucker
because
seems to be okay.
Just
stupid.
Dumb.
Tucker seems to be a ladies' man, or so he thinks. But so Griff has been commanded by Sarge, and Simmons is giving the message that he's supposed to take a break, and he doesn't seem to get it. And then he stands there and does nothing, and Donut comes in and starts complaining like a girl again. Starts acting a little gay. Just because he's going to his diary, which Church suggested, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now he walks across Griff's clean floor, and Griff all of a sudden doesn't care. So his personality is coming back. So then Donut goes to talk to Sarge because Sarge is so nice. And so he's talking to Sarge a bunch.
Right.
All right. But then we see... The Mother of Invention, which was the name of the ship, right?
Right.
That the freelancers were on, that has the director on, and...
The chairman was on it, too, wasn't
the
it?
Counselor.
Counselor. Okay.
The counselor was on it. And what happens is North and South get switched in rank, or not.
Apparently, the agents have, like, a point system, and they're trying to be...
And they're from 1 to 5.
Right.
And North gets put above South. Because it was a stealth mission, and now they know what they're after, and she screwed it up. And she takes off her helmet, and she's got a fucking scar down her cheek.
Right.
Now, the name the Mother of Invention, we were trying to figure out what that meant. But in the next episode, doesn't Simmons say... Simmons?
No. Sarge.
Sarge says, necessity is the mother of invention.
Well, he says necessity is the mother of, and then he doesn't get to say invention.
Yeah, but I wonder if that has anything to do with anything. Because Mother of Invention was pretty obvious on that ship.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird name, too.
Yeah. So, are they saying that the freelancers were necessity?
I don't know.
Or there was a necessity for something like the freelancers.
Why? I don't know.
Nice. Okay, so South is a fucking so pissed. She takes off her helmet, and everybody's going to look Asian, aren't they?
Not everyone's looked Asian, though.
Well, the counselor and the director haven't.
Or York, or North.
York looked Asian. North looked Asian.
No, they didn't.
They looked anime-ish.
Okay.
They looked like something from the Final Fantasy movies.
I guess so, but they don't look Asian in the Final Fantasy movies.
Okay, fair enough. Is Asian like a racist term and we're saying it a bunch and we don't know?
No, that would be like us getting offended by someone saying American or white.
Yeah, but Asian is lumping in Chinese and Japanese all together and saying that they're just one lump sum.
Yeah, but they all look the same. And you forgot the Koreans.
Racist. Okay, so she gets changed in, what was, Carolina, right? Ask if she should talk to her. And then she punches a fucking panel. It falls off. And I guess North says they should give it a little bit of time. But North's happy. He's moved up. He's moved up in the world. He's doing pretty good. He's still number four, but at least he's not number two.
No, he was number three, wasn't he?
Four. Right?
No, I think there was one just after North and South. I think he's
probably Carolina.
No, she's number one, remember?
Yeah. She's just a big old piss.
What?
Number one. That's a good joke.
No, it's stupid.
All right.
Don't tell that joke on the podcast.
Let's talk about episode six a little bit. We've already jumped into it. So Church is trying to figure out what they said to Caboose and who they're sending. But Caboose says that they called him Roger. And says that that's his new nickname now.
Roger.
That was some of the funniest shit that was in these two episodes, in my opinion. What did you think?
It was pretty funny. Not some of the funniest, but it's that back and forth thing that they're really good at. That's really funny.
Yeah, they are. So he's trying to figure out who did it. And back at the Red Base, Simmons is, Donut's still talking to Sarge. And they were originally working on the donut, which obviously we presume is Lopez, especially since he's blue.
You mean the robot?
The robot.
He said donut. He said they were working on the donut.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's been a long week. So, Donut goes to talk to Sarge, and he ends up talking to him for how long? Wasn't it 2 hours?
It was a long time.
And so Sarge is now becoming his normal self. He's tired of feelings and he's getting grumpy. But my favorite part in these episodes was at the Blue Base. Church is telling them he's trying to activate Sheila, and he's yelling at it. And Tex comes down and tells him that
Tucker.
Fuck, what is wrong with me?
I don't know.
Tucker comes down and says that he's going to teach him about ladies and to call him Professor Fuck. And that cracked me up.
It's like, not sugar-coated at all, is it?
No, Professor Fuck. Anyway, that's pretty much it in these episodes. Was there a lot to talk about at all?
Not really. Not,
people
not
are getting their personalities back. And
there was actually no agent stuff.
Other than North moving up.
No, in episode 6. In episode 5, there was some animated stuff, but
really, we're
there
just
was nothing in episode 6.
Yeah, I think they're just setting up Tex to come in, and they're giving them their personalities back.
I have an interesting question. What happened to the real Reds and Blues? Like, we're not following them at all. We have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
None of the stuff that is happening in real or present time, because the agent stuff is happening in the
Church's
past.
Stuff is happening in present time, but
it's
machine.
It's in Epsilon, the Epsilon unit.
Yeah.
And the agent stuff.
And the Epsilon unit's in storage somewhere.
Yeah. So basically, none of this stuff is current events, and we have no idea what's going on with the real Reds and Blues.
Season 10?
Which is probably what was going on in season 1 and 2.
What?
what's going on with the Reds and Blues right now is probably what was going on with them in season one.
Before?
Yeah. Because they went back, they got a base. They got their training base back. And yeah. Washington's there replacing Church, basically.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's happening to them.
So you think they
they're probably just fucking around like they were in season one.
They might be. You think they would let them all go?
Yeah, they did, remember?
They're just living their lives out now.
Oh, yeah.
They're just done. They're not even at bases.
Yeah, they are.
They are?
Yeah. Remember? At season 8?
No.
9? And
no.
Season 8. End of season 8.
What happened?
They got a base so that they could go back to it.
Oh, really?
But they didn't show the base. They just got one.
So they're just fucking around again, aren't they?
Yeah, we have no idea what's going on with them.
Now you got me fascinated.
Wash is hanging out with them too.
I'm going to be pissed off because now I don't know what's going on. Hopefully we get to see more Monty animation because this week was funny, but it wasn't so awesome.
The animation this week seemed a little choppy.
It doesn't seem like his lip sync's dead on, but it isn't bad.
It seems like you can tell. Well, you can't tell, but it seems like some of the stuff he did earlier and then some of the stuff he did later or he worked on more.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's a whole lot more to talk about in these two episodes.
Not really. There wasn't a whole lot.
Okay. Well, let's see here. This is a quick email response from Andrew, the email we read last week, and he says, "Thanks for not reading my whole email. I realize I ranted a bit. Besides, that theory is crazy enough that I don't want to be identified with it. And by the way, you almost guessed my name.
Andrew Ryan."
Nice. Isn't he dead?
Can't I point out that it actually gives us both their names?
Yes. All right, here's the email of the week.
Okay. Oh, this one is from...
Solid, 12283.
I guess it doesn't always give us their name. This one's from Solid. Subject is Hey. Carolina was the one they gave two AIs to that drove her crazy and forced her to kill herself.
But see,
isn't that Wash? No,
that's why the AI originally got the program got shut down, right?
Oh, okay. And I don't think South stole North's equipment. Since they were twins, they gave them both the same equipment. It wasn't till after South screwed up the mission that the director decided to give one AI to North and South didn't get one.
I like that.
It's not yet explained yet why. It's not yet explained why, but I do really think this monitor should come back on. Why, but I do think South would have got one, but instead he gave her AI to Carolina.
Alright, shut
up.
But
if I'm wrong, we'll find out later in this season. Sent from Solid's iPhone.
It's not yet explained why, but I do think South would have gotten one, but instead he gave her AI to Carolina. But if I'm wrong, we'll find out later in the season. Was that so hard?
Yeah.
Sent from Solid's iPhone. I mean, I like the theory about the AI and why South was so pissed and took his AI and fucking killed him.
Did she take his AI?
Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, but what AI did he have?
The bubble.
No, that's the equipment, not the AI.
Oh.
Oh.
Fuck me.
And that wasn't the theory that this person just talked about either.
No, it wasn't, was it?
No. So
well, I like.
Was it so hard?
I liked his theory whenever I thought I knew what it was. But she did take an AI, right?
No. Well, she took Delta.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she stole him from Washington.
It wasn't York.
No, she stole him from Washington. I think
Delta was. Last we saw him before he was stolen, it was an out of mind, correct?
Yeah. See, Washington recovered Delta from York. South stole Delta from Washington.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to keep up now, isn't it?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here. There isn't anything else to talk about this week, though.
Not really.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. I know there's kind of a short week and not a whole lot went on in this episode, but there wasn't a whole lot that went on in the Red versus Blue episodes. So thank you, everybody, for listening. You can send us an email at rvbrewatch@gmail.com. That's rvbrewatch@gmail.com.
In case you didn't know how to spell RVB or rewatch.
You can check out our website at rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. That's rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. If you want to write a review in iTunes, it seems like it's been a little stale lately. You might be able to add a few more comments. 5-star comments. That'd be fine by me.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Have a nice week. Sayonara.
I got nothing this week.
I'm sure we forgot something.